Hello everybody. I hope you all are having a great day. Today I would like to share a message from Psalm 119. Psalm 119. If you have been in church any time at all, I'm sure you have heard about the importance of studying, meditating upon, and applying God's Word. From our early days in Sunday school all the way through youth group and fully into adulthood, we are continually taught about the importance of God's Word and the priority that it should have in our lives. And we know that this is rightfully so, because as God's people, everything we do and everything we believe should be centered and founded upon God's Word. There's no doubt about that. But we have to be careful as God's people that we don't allow Bible study and the importance of it to become cliche, to become something that's merely external, to become something that we view more as something to mark off a checklist than something that we truly value and cherish. So today what I want us to look at in Psalm 119 is something that I believe reminds us and refocuses us on why studying God's Word is so important and why it is crucial to our faith and our relationship with our Father. Here in Psalm 119 we see the largest chapter in the entire Bible. And almost the entire psalm deals with the beauty, the value, the importance of God's Word. And not only the beauty and value of God's Word, but the importance of living it out as God's people. But here for our time together today, I just want us to hone in on a few verses at the beginning of the psalm that specifically addresses the importance of young people and their relationship to the Word of God. So here in Psalm 119, let's begin reading in verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. So here in Psalm 119 verse 9, our passage begins by the psalmist raising the question, how can a young man or a young person keep their way pure? We know that as people in general, but specifically as young people, as those who are in high school, college, entering the workforce, that this is a time in our lives that can so easily be marked by impurity. And we see that so many around us choose that path. And the question remains, if we are going to be God's people, how can we not only not take part in those impure actions, but also pursue that which is good and pursue that which is right? Well, the psalmist gives us the answer. We can keep our way pure by guarding it according to God's word. One of the most crucial, one of the most important reasons that we value God's Word to the degree that we do is because it comes with a promise here that God's Word is able to keep us from sin, to protect us from impurity, to keep us from going down the path of destruction. That there is true power in knowing, applying, and loving God's Word. He goes on to say in verse 10, with my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I talked about at the beginning, before we got into our passage, that there's a temptation and there's a tendency in our church, in the church, I mean, to make Bible study merely external. That it's something we do to measure our faithfulness to God. It's something on our checklist that if we can mark off, then we know we've done what is right. And I know that part of that can be good and helpful, but we have to make sure that we don't take it too far. Because at the core, our time in the Word is not merely external, but it is meant to touch our heart. It says here that with my whole heart, I seek you. If we want to get the most out of our time in the Word, if we want God's Word to truly guard us and protect us from impurity, then we must, in our time in the Word, be seeking God with our whole heart. That means when we're going to God's Word, we're not just trying to increase our head knowledge, but we're actually seeking the God who's behind these words. That our deepest desire is to know Him better, is to live more faithfully to His expectations and His commands, to be the type of person that is bringing honor to Him. If these are the things that we are desiring, that is when we truly maximize the power of God's Word in our lives. We have to have a desire, as it says at the end of verse 10, to not wander from your commandments. You see, there's a kind of a belief in our world, people who claim to love God, people who claim even to be Christians, who think that God exists merely to give them what they want. They make no sacrifices for the Lord. They don't try to match up their lives with the expectations or commands that God has. They merely go through life expecting God to make them happy. But we see that this is not a mindset of a true child of God. Because if we truly love God, and if we're truly seeking Him with our whole hearts, with all of our heart, we will not want to wander from His commandments. In order to not wander from His commandments, what do we have to know? We have to know what those commandments are. So that is why another reason we value Bible study so much. So we can know the commandments of God, and that way we can seek to not distance ourselves from them. Going on in verse 11, he says, I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Going along with the same thought, if we truly love God, the last thing we want to do is sin against Him. And the psalmist identifies a way that we can make sure that we are not sinning against Him. And that is that we store up His word in our heart. Again, not merely focused on the externals, not merely focused on the intellect. We're not just trying to learn memory verses, but we're actually seeking to internalize the word of God, where it becomes part of who we are. Because when we do that, we see that it protects us from sin, and it helps us to walk the path of purity. And then he says in verse 12, blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. And this is what it all comes back to. The number one reason we value God's word is first and foremost because we value and love God. If you think about being a child with good, godly parents, you value what your parents say. You value the advice and the commands they give. First and foremost, because why? Because you love your parents. Because you respect them. Because they know they have your best interest in mind, even if you don't always see eye to eye or you don't always agree. I believe the same is true, or is meant to be true in our relationship with God, that our love for Him is so great that it's only natural that our deepest desire is to listen to and obey His word. Like the psalmist says here, "Blessed are you, O Lord, since I know how good you are, how deserving you are of my respect and devotion. I deeply desire to learn your statutes." You know, there's a idea in our world, among young people and among people in general, that I can make it happen for myself. That I'm just going to listen to me. I'm going to listen to my own heart. I'm going to follow my own dreams and desires, and I don't really need the say or the advice or the commands of anyone else. But we see that this is an unchristian mindset to the core. Because one of the central things about what it means to be a Christian is to recognize that we need a teacher. That the creator and sustainer and provider of our entire universe has given us a way to know Him better, to know everything we need for life and godliness, to know how to experience the eternal salvation found in Jesus Christ. You see, this is all found in God's Word. And one of the crucial things about being a Christian is recognizing that we need to be taught by it. That we need to humble ourselves before God, recognizing His way is best. And that if there's areas, which there are, that His ways contradict our ways, that His say always overrides our own. That we listen to His voice, to His commands, His words above anyone else's, even our own. And when we begin to believe these things, hold on to these things, that is when we will truly see the power of God's word at work in our lives. When we seek to make Bible study not merely external, but something that integrates our heart. Something that we do because we recognize that it has the ability to keep us from impurity and sin. When we truly believe with all of our hearts that we want God to direct our paths and we want to be faithful to Him above every other pursuit. My goal of this time together in Psalm 119 is just to redirect our focus as to why Bible study is so important. You see, it's a new year, and one of the very common New Year's resolutions that many people make, many Christians make, is to, you know, spend more time in God's Word, to read their Bible more. And by all means, this is a wonderful thing to commit ourselves to. The more time we spend in God's Word, the better. But that being said, if any of you have made that decision to make that a priority in the new year, which I hope you have, and I encourage you to do, please don't make it merely external. Don't measure it by how many chapters can I get through? How many books can I get through? How fast can I read through the New Testament? That's not what it's about. We don't approach the Bible like it's a textbook or like it's just some thing we're reading to see how fast we can get through. But we have to recognize that this is the Word of God and that it has the power to change our lives and to point us to what saves our soul. So if we believe that, don't let our time with God be hurried and rushed and external. But when we're in our times of study, recognize that every verse we read, every passage we get through, every chapter we finish, that there's something in there that is meant for us to store in our hearts, to keep us from sin, to help us walk the path of righteousness, and to help us bring honor to our Father, which is the ultimate goal of our lives. So going forward in this week, in this month, and into this new year, let us be people who do spend great amount of time in God's Word. But let it be to allow God's Word to integrate into our hearts, into our minds, and our lives, to make our lives more consistent to the commands that He's laid out, and to live lives that bring honor to our Father. May the Lord bless us in these efforts. Thank you.